It's Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Welcome back. I've got Stuart Rosenthal who joins me from the Beacon newspaper. Stuart, good to have you again.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right. Stuart, tell us what you got in this month's episode.
Well, given that it's the 4th of July weekend, I thought we would talk about an interesting health story in our July issue, which refers to nitrates, you know, that wonderful ingredient that is used in making cured meats and sausages, right?
Sodium nitrate.
Right, exactly. So if you want to have hot dogs and go on the grill or you just want to have a nice corned beef sandwich, something like that, you're going to find that it's got sodium nitrate if it's the usual kind of red-colored usual kind of meat, although they have now nitrate-free versions.
Right.
So the question is, you know, how concerned should we be about nitrates in our diet? What is the problem there? So first of all, it has been strongly linked to cancer, but it's not the nitrate itself that causes cancer. It's when the body converts it from nitrates into nitrosamines. And that can be slowed down by antioxidants like vitamin C.
Okay.
So I'm starting with that because it's a very interesting factor that most people don't know, that 80% of the nitrates in our diet come from vegetables.
Okay.
Not from cured meats, not from salami and bologna, whatever, but from celery especially, or greens, parsley, leeks, cabbage, even drinking water.
I'm sorry, but you're telling me that I don't need to worry about nitrates?
Well, maybe not. Not so much as you might have thought. The point is, vegetarian diets have about four times as many nitrates as a conventional diet. So that's where they really come from. But because there are vitamin C in those same vegetables and fruits, that prevents those nitrates from becoming cancer-causing, or at least reduces the risk of it.
All right. So I tend to think of bacon, which I love, as something that's heavy in sodium nitrates, unless it's an uncured.
And sodium and other things, fat.
So they add nitrates, but a nitrate is the same whether it's in a vegetable or it's in a meat?
That's right. So if you you look for nitrate-cured meats that have vitamin C, ascorbic acid, added to it,
right.
Or if you have an orange, perhaps, with your bacon in the morning or a glass of orange juice,
right.
You're probably doing the same thing as if you just ate vegetables in terms of the danger from the nitrates.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, honestly, and I'm just referring to the story here, but it was very interesting to me to learn these things. I hadn't been aware of those facts.
Fascinating. Yeah. So, and you read about it in your episode, your edition of the Beacon newspaper, which can be read for free online at thebeaconnewspapers.com, right?
Yes.
And
another story that might tie in with the weekend is mosquito bites. Everybody knows that it's really that time of year, and people are worried about Zika and other things for a good reason. So what do you do? Well, first of all, you cover yourself up. Wear a hat, long sleeve shirt, long pants when you go outside. And then you might want to even treat your clothing with permethrin, which is a synthetic insect repellent that's for clothes, not for people.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't spray it on yourself, but you can spray it on clothes, or you can buy clothes that already has it treated with that chemical. That's one way. Also, the exposed areas you might want to use a repellent such as DEET, which is the most common and popular, Coridin, which is another version, perhaps not as strong. But you can get any of these kinds of things in various strengths, from 5% to 100%, to give you anywhere from 90 minutes to 10 hours of protection. So it depends on how long you're going to be outside and whether you're going to be in a pool or sweating a lot. Those things will require reapplication.
I got a question for you. So the Zika virus, I tend to think of as a virus that women should be most careful of because pregnancy and potential encephalitis and other things that come with that. But what does it do to average people?
Well, honestly, again, I'm not an expert on this subject, and we don't have a story on it, but what I have understood is that it can be sexually transmitted, the virus. So if a man gets bitten by a Zika mosquito and is infected with it, then he can infect his sexual partners.
Wow. Okay.
It does spread. Everybody has to be concerned about it.
Well, Zika just seems to have popped out of nowhere. It's interesting. It's scary. By the way, don't you have a housing section in the paper this month?
That's right. Every quarter we have our housing options section to pull out, and it has lots of very interesting articles in it this time. We're featuring a story on memory care communities. We have articles on why your home isn't selling, which, of course, is right up your alley.
You mean that I have a problem selling houses?
It says that you haven't hired Eric Stewart, so that's why your home isn't selling.
Very good. Yes.
And we have an article on how to combine two households into one, because sometimes late-life couples, they get married, or even if they don't get married, they move in together, and they have to combine the two households. That's an issue, too. So lots of different interesting aspects of housing are addressed.
Always interesting to have you on.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Stuart. I've got Todd Schatzer and Brian Shefflin back in. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me again today. How
you're,
are you?
You're welcome, man. Good to see you.
Yes, thank you, Eric.
So you guys are with Hawkins Electric, and our listeners know you. In fact, heard you many years ago. You've been back
That's
with us.
That's right,
for,
man.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
You going to sing for us today?
I will sing for you if you
I will
to.
Not sing.
Well, it's good. You know, I think that singing is an opportunity for all of us to understand the real talent of Todd Schatzer.
That's right.
Todd is with Hawkins, has been for many years. And
20 years.
20 years. Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. And Hawkins has been around, is it 95?
98.
98 years, a long time.
Yep.
So you guys are in our preferred vendor guide at ericstewartgroup.com. Folks, if you need a vendor for anything, just go download the guide or request a free copy. We'll mail it out, no charge to you. That's at ericstewartgroup.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-900-9104 for your copy. Hawkins comes in to discuss interesting topics that are relevant to this time of year. We want to talk about ceiling fans and whole house fans.
Attic fans,
yeah. Talk to us a little bit. What kind of changes, what new stuff is coming around the horizon? What should people be looking for?
Most people in their home, they do not have some type of ventilation system in their attic. There are a couple of options. You could use a through-the-roof attic fan or a gable mount attic fan, and that all depends on how your home is built. It'll take the temperature on the top floor of your home down a couple degrees. It'll also benefit you quite a bit with your roof, your insulation in the attic. You know, you can get into the attic in the middle of the summer like this, and it can be 140, 150 degrees.
Right.
So if it's 100 degrees outside or 90 degrees outside, you're still dropping that attic temperature by pulling in fresh air, you know, by 40 to 50 degrees.
Right.
It definitely helps. And then you have the whole house attic fan or the whole house fan where you can put it looks just like a small vent grate in the ceiling, and you turn that attic fan on, and it'll actually, you open a window or two, and it'll actually recirculate the air in your home in no time. So on those cool summer evenings, pop the windows open, turn the fan on, get all that
muck. Nice breeze blowing through the house, man. It's awesome.
10 years ago when I was redoing my home, I had you guys install two attic whole house fans, actually.
Yep.
So up in the ceiling of the attic, and it just sucks the air. In a matter of about 3 or 4 minutes, the temperature drops 10, 12 degrees in the house.
It's amazing.
It's really quite great. It's so much
great.
Less expensive than paying for air conditioning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes.
Right. So definitely
take advantage of the cool, you know, evenings. And,
right.
You know, it's wonderful.
Right. You get that, pop the basement window, pull the air that's down low to the ground, have it circulate up through the house. It's great.
Yep.
Now, you guys are offering a great discount as a part of our vendor guide. You're offering a free trip charge, no trip charge, no $59 or $79 trip charge to show up at someone's house in Maryland, D.C. or Virginia.
Mention the Eric Stewart Show.
Just mention the show. Thank you very much. That's kind. And if you need a house fan, or if you need to get new ceiling fans, or you want to get a skylight, don't call them for that. But
right. Don't call us for plumbing. We don't do plumbing.
That's right. But, you know, hey, look, if you're having problems with, you know, the hair dryer is turning off while you have the microwave on, call these guys. Okay?
That's right.
All right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah, and so we're gonna discount or waive that $59 or $79 service call charge we have. That's Maryland is $59, Northern Virginia is $59, Washington, D.C. is $79. And what we'll do is we'll come out, you know, if you wanted a ceiling fan in the room, you have the ceiling fan there. We'll come out. Our technicians will give you a price up front in writing so you know exactly how much it'll be before we get started. And they're ready to do that job the same day. They come with a fully supplied work truck, mm-hmm. and they're ready to go the same day. And the benefit of the ceiling fan, at night you're asleep, it'll drop the temperature in your bedroom 7 to 10 degrees. In the summer, I can't sleep without it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, and that's wonderful. People can get their own ceiling fan if they want. And that's really the best way to, you know, you pick what you want, have it ready, and you guys will do the install, and you'll give them a price up front. Best way to reach you would be?
Best way to reach us is 301-210-0900.
Okay.
Yep, and the service department generally answers the phone.
Okay, great. You guys are available 24/7. Someone's going to get back to somebody fairly quickly.
That's right.
Right, and so, and online, if somebody wants to check out the website, is it hawkinselectric.com?
Yep, that's exactly right.
That's right.
It's just too easy. Okay.
We're wired for service.
We are wired for service.
Oh, God.
You like that?
Oh, no, I don't like that.
We had so much fun. Shocking.
Oh, man, you really amp it up sometimes. What's the difference?
What's the difference?
All right. Hey, we'll kill every electrical pun.
My puns
are typically two-thirds of a pun. You know, P-U. Okay, there you go. All right. Okay, so Hawkins Electric, if you need anything electrical, call Hawkins Electric. Go to their website, hawkinselectric.com, and that phone number one more time, Brian.
301-210-0900.
24/7.
24/7.
100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can't beat that.
Can't beat that at Hawkins Electric. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Eric.
Sure. More to come on the Eric Stewart Show. Stay right there.